From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria Wednesday, trapping them in the city. A day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against IS, elite forces fighting in the east of the city also reported significant progress. To the west, Hashed al-Shaabi paramilitary forces made a push to cut the road between two towns on the route heading to Syria, according to security officials. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in disputed Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday expressed her displeasure at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plans to pull America out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. Jeff Custer reports.
While Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade deal and said future deals will not be as good.
Ich sage Ihnen ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh, dass das transpazifische Abkommen jetzt wahrscheinlich nicht Realität wird.
Merkel says she does not know who will benefit from the failure of the TPP and did not want to speculate. She said she knows only one thing. There will be other trade agreements, and they won't have the standards that the TPP and the anticipated Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Agreement have. Trump promised Monday that pulling out of the trade deal, which he called a potential disaster for the United States, would be one of his first acts as president. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You can read more details on this at voanews.com. This is VOA News.